I thought, if Jesus himself were standing in the pulpit today, what would he speak about? And we don't need to guess about that, because when we read the Gospels, what did he speak about the most? And I'll tell you, he spoke about his Father. He had come to earth to reveal the Father, not just to die for our sins. Do you know that he didn't primarily die for our sins because he loved us? You know, we can think like that because we like to think that we are very important. But I want you to turn to the Gospel of John. And just before he went to the cross, John 14 and verse 31. So that the world may know that I love the Father, I do what the Father commanded me. Let us go from here to the cross. So, when Jesus died on the cross, the first thing I see is, wow, how much he loved the Father. Now, most of us have spent all our lives thinking at the cross and say, wow, how much he loved me. Because even after we become Christians, we never get out of our self-centeredness. The race of Adam is a self-centered race. Everything revolves around me. And I want to say, my dear brothers and sisters, as long as you live like that, you will never come into the fullness of the Christian life. You'll never be able to walk as Jesus walked. You'll never come into that life of perfect peace and joy that the apostles experienced, and that you hear from this pulpit so often, but you find so difficult to achieve. You know why? Because you never want to get out of self as the center. And this is just one indication. Jesus loved me and died for me. But Jesus said that the world may know that I love the Father. So I want you to look at Jesus and the cross as one who loved the Father so much. His whole life was centered around the Father. You know, the first commandment is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, strength. And then you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Do you believe Jesus kept that commandment? Do you believe that he loved the Father more than he loved you? Self-centered you. It took me years to see that, but it changed my life. Completely changed my life. When I saw that so much of what we call Christianity is centered around ourselves. And that's why every unhappy marriage there is in Christians is because both are self-centered. And I saw that true repentance is, if it's really a 180-degree turn, like I was speaking about repentance last Sunday, I think most of us have not turned 180 degrees. Maybe 90 degrees, 135 degrees. 180 means I'm no longer centered in myself. I never think at any time in terms of how will this affect me, but how will it affect the glory of God? I mean, it doesn't happen overnight, but if you work towards coming there, you say, Lord, I want a 180-degree turn. I want to say to you in Jesus' name, from a little bit that I've tasted in my own life, that you will live at a level of the Christian life that 99% of believers know nothing about, and that you yourself have never experienced. There's something you're missing, my brothers and sisters, because the devil has blinded your eyes. You think that you can make the best of your life if you seek your own. That's where the devil's deceived you. If you say, if I take care of me and my family first, everything will work out okay, it won't. God never intended man to live like that. In fact, the choice in the Garden of Eden between those two trees was really this choice. Adam, do you want to live a self-centered life, or do you want to live a God-centered life? Adam said, I want a self-centered life. The tree of knowledge of good and evil symbolizes that. And until we have rejected that choice of Adam 100% in our life, I can say we're not really converted. It's a tremendous grief to me that so many Christians live in that such a low level. I mean, if it's a grief to me, can you imagine what a grief it is to our Father in heaven? Jesus came to reveal the Father. And once you know God as your Father, it'll make a tremendous difference in your life. I believe all of us know God as our Father to different degrees. The day you're converted, you say, I'm a child of God. God is my Father. And I said that for so many years. But I was a very insecure Christian, always trying to impress others. Why do I want to impress others? Because I'm insecure. I don't know God as my Father. One of the things that happens when you really know God as your Father is you don't want to impress anybody in the world anymore. You couldn't care less what people think about you. Can you honestly tell me that you couldn't care less what people think about you? You ladies who dress up in fashionable styles, tell me honestly, you couldn't care less what people think about you. You only care what Almighty God thinks about you. It'll make a difference even in the way you dress. I'll tell you that. So many things in our life change when I say, Lord, the only thing that's going to matter to me is what you think about me, not what man thinks about me, not what my fellow believers in CFC think about me, but what you think about me. That's a person who's really known God as Father. And another proof of it is, I want to ask you, I hope you'll believe me that I'm trying to help you, not condemn you this morning. I don't want to condemn anybody. Spirit of condemnation is not in the New Covenant. That's an Old Testament ministry. And we don't do that in this pulpit. We're not here to condemn you. We're not here to make you feel guilty when you go home. I honestly say the Holy Spirit's come to lift us higher. And the voice from heaven is, my son, my daughter, come up higher, come up higher. It's always the voice from heaven. So I want you to be honest and ask yourself, whenever you pray, what are the first words that come out of your mouth? First word, Lord. Nothing wrong in that. All I say is you don't know the Father well enough. When I pray, I say, Dad. I never said that for many years. Then I knew I was filled with the Holy Spirit. There are a lot of controversy as to how do you know when the Holy Spirit's filled a person? Well, let me tell you one verse. It says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Daddy, Father. You know, it's very sad that that word Abba in the Hebrew has not been translated. I feel sad about so many words in the Bible that were not translated into English. Baptism. Why in the world do they put a Greek word there instead of translating and say immersion? Go and immerse people. I don't agree with those translators. They were trying to please people. Hypocrite. Why hypocrite? It's a Greek word. Why not use an English word? Actor. Stop acting. That's the meaning of don't be a hypocrite. It means so much more to me when I'm told don't act when you go to church, when you go to a meeting. Just be yourself. Hypocrite, such a complicated word, and I think, oh, I'm not a hypocrite, but I may be acting. So, same way here, Abba, it's not Abba. That's Hebrew. I'm not Hebrew. I speak English. I don't want a Hebrew word. I don't speak to God in Hebrew. I speak to God in English. So what should I say? Not Abba. Daddy. Father. It's different from Father. Abba, Father. Daddy, Father. And it says the Spirit of God cries out, comes within and makes us cry out. He could never do that in the Old Testament because he came upon people, never inside them. And I want to tell you, you know the Spirit of God has filled your life when you cry out, Daddy. You don't need anybody to tell you that. And I know the world of difference it made in my life as I grew up as a very insecure young boy. I became a Christian and I was a very insecure Christian. Till in the mercy of God, he revealed to me that most glorious truth that I've never got tired of preaching for 35 years. And I'll tell you, no man taught me this. There are many truths I have learned from other men, I have to acknowledge. I did not discover forgiveness of sins myself. Other people taught me the gospel. But when it came to this truth, that God loved me as he loved Jesus, I discovered it myself. I have never heard a tape or read a book in my life that taught that. To me, it was as great a revelation as Martin Luther discovering 500 years ago that justification was by faith and not by works. It revolutionized my life. You don't realize how much it changed my life. God is my daddy. He loves me as he loved Jesus. Amazing, unbelievable.